How about you? You ever feel that way? You ever feel like life is just dragging you around? You know, I really think if we were being honest with ourselves, many of us live our lives like Hans that day when we forgot about him and we were dragging him along behind the camper. For many, this leads to frustration, large amounts of frustration, and it can finally lead to despair. Now, the definition of despair is one, to lose all hope. To lose all hope. Two, it's to be overcome by a sense of futility or defeat. To be overcome by a sense of futility or defeat. And I guess my question this morning is, have you ever been there? Have you ever been in that dark place where you lose all hope? The Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians 1:8 says, "We do not want you to be unaware, brothers and sisters, of the affliction we experienced in Asia. For we were so utterly, unbearably crushed that we despaired of life itself." You ever been there? Have you ever despaired for life itself? It's a deep emotion, and maybe some of you have been in that place, that well that seems like there is no way to get out of. The place where you have despaired of life itself. In my ministry through the years, I've met with a lot of people who have been in that place of despair. That deep, dark place. And in each situation, it seems to be relative to what that person has gone through previously in combination with their personality. Some people's despair is brought on by things that aren't as deep as other people's despair, or vice versa, depending on what they've experienced in the past and who they are as a person. I wonder if maybe it's a misunderstanding of the Christian life. You see, deep-seated in our culture, and therefore we define our world by it because it's a part of our culture. It's a part of what we are raised in. We define our world by this, and it's the notion that prosperity is a signal of God's favor. Prosperity is a signal of God's favor. And that adversity, that affliction or suffering is a sure sign of God's displeasure and judgment. I mean, this is where the question of why God would allow this to happen comes out. Right? They're assuming that God had some sort of displeasure with the situation or the person or people, right? Look at some of the most popular televangelists today. What do they preach? If you have faith, you'll get well. If you live a certain way, you're going to get better. Right? Sorry, kids, if I scared you. Listen to Creflo Dollar very long. What do you hear? If you live your life right, you'll get out of debt and you'll have plenty. Right? It's obvious that these are deep-seated in our culture because they have thousands of people listening to their prosperity message weekly. Don't they? It's obvious we love to hear it. But you know, also, don't we romanticize biblical characters? We make them legendary, don't we? I mean, how old were you before you heard the story that David cheated on his wife? I mean, David was bigger than life, wasn't he? He was the king of the Hebrew people. He's legendary in the Hebrew faith. And he's therefore legendary in the Christian faith. But we forget that David, messed up.